I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For the past decade, studies have shown that depression disproportionately affects the children of immigrant parents in the U.S. Some of the reasons include difficulties adjusting to life in America and the stress of families' undocumented status. As part of our Global Nation coverage, reporter Ruxandra Guidi tells us about one young Latina in Los Angeles who struggled with depression, but ultimately found the culturally sensitive care she needed.
Sitting on her living room floor, Aurora looks like a typical young American. She's 19, wears colorful pants, a t-shirt, and multiple rings on her fingers. She's constantly checking her smartphone.
It was after I turned 15 that things went downhill for me. Honestly, everything changed when I met someone that was not good for my life.
Aurora says her high school boyfriend was manipulative, possessive. But that only triggered a depression built up by years of being bullied at school. Her grades suffered and she felt disconnected from her family. She refused to leave her family's apartment or go to school. She'd spend hours crying in her room. And when school sent her parents yet another bad progress report, Aurora felt life slipping out of her control. Then Aurora's mom, also named Aurora, remembers her daughter vanishing.
Cuando ella se fue de la casa, como que quedamos su papá en shock, dijimos.
Aurora's mom, who's from Mexico and speaks Spanish, says that when her daughter ran away, she and her husband were in shock. What's happening with this girl, she asks. I just had no idea of all the pain she held inside. It soon became clear the family needed outside help. Even the police who brought Aurora home recommended it.
Me pasé todo un día buscando medical.
Aurora's mom says, I spent a whole day trying to figure out Medicaid, calling here and there. I went to my church. Finally, someone gave me the number for a clinic. You have no idea, she says, what it's like for a person who's locked up in a room who won't stop crying. Eventually, Aurora's mom found help at East LA's Bienvenidos Community Health. For years, the clinic has noticed that Latina teens face depression more than white or black women, and far more than their male counterparts. Why? It's known that female teens face depression more than men, but why are Latinas even higher than anyone else? It's still not entirely clear. But here's some context. Therapy's still rare and stigmatized in much of Latin America that can carry over here. Plus, Latinas in the U.S. can face competing gender roles, more independence in America versus traditional roles kept at home. Finally, therapy and therapists focusing on all of this, that's rare. 2 years ago, therapist Eugenia Rodriguez was assigned to Aurora's case.
Did you even know I was coming that day?
No.
No? Okay,
no.
So yeah, I basically ambushed her. I knocked on the door and ambushed her.
To Aurora, Rodriguez was a therapist, but also a second-generation Latina who also struggled as a teen. The two hit it off. Here's Rodriguez again.
In Latino families, our family is our resource. Even if stuff is killing me, I'm not going to talk about it because then I don't want to shame my family or I don't want them to think bad of me, that I couldn't fix it.
Rodriguez met Aurora at home every week, listening, talking with her and her parents in Spanish. She diagnosed Aurora with attention deficit disorder and prescribed antidepressants for a short while. But even as Aurora started improving, Aurora's mom still didn't quite get what had gone wrong.
¿Por qué a mí no me pasó? Tal vez eran diferentes, también los amistades.
Aurora's mom says, how come I hadn't suffered from the same thing when I was her age? She says, maybe because school seemed easier in Mexico. There are so many factors that make life in the U.S. more difficult. After a year of psychotherapy, Aurora's in a better place now. She's taking community college classes and working at a restaurant. She's off meds and feels equipped to detect signs of depression.
Mostly when I'm by myself, I'm always like, Aurora, like, embrace who you are. And I don't care about being called crazy anymore. I don't. I like it. My mom calls me crazy. Or my little sister, too. My friends call me crazy. But I'm not really crazy.
On a recent afternoon, Rodriguez, the therapist, visits Aurora at home. It had been a while, and Aurora is giggly and chatty around Rodriguez. There's still a lot that this 19-year-old doesn't get to tell her family, a lot she only trusts with her therapist. For The World, I'm Ruxandra Guidi, Los Angeles.
Ruxandra's story was funded by the Institute for Justice and Journalism.